most of the time, the chefs don't really leave the places leave the chef. You're constantly battling the fact that they're broke, the restaurant is struggling, you're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and that's for every chef out there. I mean, the heroes of the restaurant industry are really the chefs, and everybody makes them out to be the monster. They're the ones that put in the sweat, the blood, literally the blood, from being cut, burnt, whatever. You know, they put in the blood, the sweat, and the tears. They really do. It's just it. Why do some people paint? Why do some people sculpt? Why do some people preach? So from somebody who was in Eastern Kentucky, and my grandmother actually taught me how to cook, and believe it or not, my coal miner grandfather taught me a lot about food. That's the only thing you had to fill you up and to fill up your heart. So you're always longing for that feeling. And when you walk off the line and you take off your bandana or whatever you happen to wear, and it's soaking wet, and you go, wow, I really worked hard. It's like a thing, you know?